are such an asshole.
Hello, children. This is Old Capmeister. I had an epiphany, and as is often the times, you don't sit there and like, oh, I got a whiteboard. I just figure this stuff out just through thinking. That's what academics should do, but they rarely do that. But I was on, who was I on with? I was on, Rollo was there. It's like a dream. Rollo was there and Grandpa was there. And we were all fishing and Grandma came by with some cupcakes. What the, it was Rollo. It was Rule Zero a couple episodes back. And some Rollo's talk, because he likes to talk about point of origin. And he said, and it was one of the more bigger compliments I've got in my life. He says, Aaron is hands down the master of being his own point of origin. And I didn't have like, what, really? I'm like, isn't everybody kind of here? He says, no, like out of all people who knows to put himself first, you're it. And yeah, it's true. Yes, I am self-centered. But in humility and ha 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 set aside, I had to like kind of not correct him, but explain why, or that it isn't like I just put myself in the central point of origin, swinging my dick around center of the universe right here. It's so dense and huge, hugest thing of mass ever. It's all around, centered around me. And I said, look, I don't focus on myself as a point of origin. I do that in policy and other things. But the reason why is I have important stuff going on. I have opportunity cost. And if somebody, usually it's a person, that's what we're talking about is relationships. It doesn't have to be girls, it could be anybody, your boss, teachers, parents, whatever. If somebody is effing around and they're dilly-dallying and they're wasting my time, I get pissed. And the reason why is that I always have something else I could be doing. Not even, I want to see, I'm almost compelled to say, I almost always have something better to do. And I won't lie, for a lot of people in my life, that's true. Right. For example, and you could see this, and maybe it's not so it doesn't sound as hard. How many of you want to go hang out with your mom? Right? Like, oh God. You have so much more important stuff to do in your life than go hang out with your mom. Because you know what it's gonna be. You're this old, accomplished person. You're just old, you're an adult, right? You don't have to be accomplished, you just have to like not be living at home, not committing crime, just a legally self-supporting adult. All right, we're not expecting a spectacular effort. Your mom is still going, she still thinks you're the three-year-old child you were who didn't know how to brush your teeth. Really, it was until my mid-20s. My mom would have, well, did you brush your teeth? I'm like, honest to effing Christ. Yeah, mom, I did. And yeah, like, think about it. Anyway, half the people I hang out with, I have things I'd rather be doing. I have things that are more profitable and is usually sometimes out of a bit of charity and kindness that I tolerate certain people and hang out with. I know this is coming off as incredibly arrogant. Don't lie and say it's not the same for you. Maybe you got some nieces and nephews. You got a family reunion, huh? There you go, huh? You'd really, and there's other stuff you could be doing, but for whatever societal obligations, you abide by it. But it didn't dawn on me until I was in the middle of it saying, like, dude, if it's in the context of girls in this particular conversation, that today, like back when I was 21, you know, I didn't have any opportunity because I was nothing. You're nobody when you're your 21-year-old guy. Like, oh, this is the date. Oh, no, not today. I got places to, I can go. I got things I can do. I got people I can see. There's things I could do with just nothing. And I realized as I was saying it, that this was way more an important epiphany, accidental as it may have been, that I think we got to get out there and explain to all of you. Because I would say the majority, but a significant percent, like 40% of the problems that my clients have, you guys have no opportunity cost. You will come up to me with a problem. The problem will center around a person or a group of people, school, girls, parents, whatever. You say, they're treating me poorly. What should I do? And usually I would say, leave. And let's just use girls as an example because this is the very common one. It's the epitome example. You won't leave. You know why? Because you got nothing else. You have no opportunity costs. You don't even have one-itis. You're just afraid that you're going to have to go back and go find another one, or you're not going to do any better. You tricked this one into going out with you. A lot of it is a little bit like lack of confidence, and you haven't tried. Most of it's you're fat and you don't hit the gym. And yeah, you are lucky you're not going to get, because it took so damn, there's an element of truth. It took you that long to get that girl. Yeah. Yeah. It's going to take you that much longer to you. But the point is, another reason you glom on, because you got nothing else. Parents, my parents treat me bad. Why do I have an adult? And I use that term very, very loosely. Why do I have adults coming up to me complaining about how their parents treat them? Oh, you know why? Because they live at home. Do they have money that they could go and rent another place? No, they have no opportunity. There's not a plan B. Do they, more importantly, have the work ethic to go work another job so that they don't have to live in? Whoa, work? Hold on now. It's the Biden administration. Work? Wait a minute. Hold on. But the fact that they don't have a second job, they didn't save up the money, and they're lazy losers, means there is no opportunity cost. That's all they got. That's the only place they could stay, is with their parents. And everyone wants to come up to me and like, what do I do? And I say, leave. I give them the which is in the long run, the easy way. No. That's not what they asked in English. If it translates into English, it's like, how do I keep the girl? How do I keep free rent? How do I keep my job without having to look for another one? Be that a job, a place, or a girl. And there's a couple scenarios where I can understand that you don't have an opportunity cost for every interaction you have with other people. Okay. One, you're young. You're just starting out. That I get. Okay. Rent is really high. You're in a really demanding educational program, STEM, trades, whatever, just not the liberal arts. Let's just put it that way. Not the liberal arts. Your parents are pretty hard on you, and they want you, and they kind of annoy you like parents will do for the rest of your life. They might have some irrational demands or something like, and you're kind of in a rock and a hard place. You really can't afford to go get your own place. Otherwise you have to cut back on school. You don't really want to cut back on school. Okay. I get that. And what are you supposed to do? Well, go work. And I understand. I'd be like, there's been times I've gone like, yeah, go work. Drop down part-time to school, go work security, take an online classes. There's a way you could streamline. You don't have to go to the physical. Hey, did you get your one semester of the college experience out? Yeah, it doesn't improve. Okay, you can stop now. You've gotten it. Go online, whatever. Do it cheap, but then work your nighttime gig and work on your school. So there's ways you can ameliorate it a little bit. where was I going? Oh, like you're in a rock and a hard place there. All right. If it's your boss and like you didn't major in something worthwhile or good, so you have no power in this situation whatsoever, and you can't just walk out and get another job. Again, you're a liberal arts major, or you went to the Carlson School of Management and like, oh no, you ain't got no skills. All right. And you don't have any parental support. Okay. You're poor. All right. I think I'd be curious about the quintile that you were brought up in. Not that you're in now. I'd be curious, like when you were 19, what income quintile were you in? I'm going to bet it was lower quintile or lower middle income quintile. But you don't have it. You're moving to a new place. You're just there and you need this job. And you don't have a second job and your boss is a sadist. Okay, I get that. You're starting off bad luck. I'll understand that. But with girls, mm-mm. And when you're older, okay, I'm 25 and living at home. F you. No, you've had plenty. You've had 7 years to get your financial act together, to find two jobs, to get a degree, to get out some kind of. No. It don't come up to me asking, well, what do I do? I'm like, you get another job. Right. But you lied around. You didn't create your opportunity, of which there is a cost tolerating your parents. You come up to, oh, I can't, my girlfriend's treating me poorly, like dump her. Oh, wait. Oh, I see. You didn't hit the gym and be tall. You didn't become the best version of what you could be. So this is the only girl you have. It's not even one-itis. Again, not one-itis. This is just the only girl. And we've all been there. A lot of my advice comes from mistakes. And you're like, oh, I can't find another one. Or let's also admit the searching costs are very high. I'm even a little sympathetic in that. Right? But you, for the most part, you don't want to hit the gym. You don't want to diet. And you want to keep the girl, but make her magically treat you nice. Doesn't work that way. Because you didn't create opportunity. You don't have a bunch of other gals you could go out with. And the career, this is another thing. And I gotta be hard on the IT STEM majoring people. Oh, they're not treating me right at work. I'm like, hello, go work for the competition. Oh, you think? Yeah, that's how you get promoted. You don't get promoted. You'll get your 2 or 3% raise. There you go. You go work for the competition. That's how you do. Although I think people are getting a little bit more sad with that. But usually it's like, oh, my boss is really, and I don't, well, did you apply for other jobs? No. Do you have a side gig? Have you been working on entrepreneurship so that there's an opportunity cost for every hour you work? That's an hour you could have been working for yourself. No. Why don't you do it? It's the same reason communists just don't move. Like Democrats just don't move to Sweden or Finland or their other socialist. They're lazy. Well, I don't want to move. I just want free stuff here. I want to move. Why didn't Barbara Streisand or whoever it was, like whenever, whatever Republican got elected, or was it Whoopi Goldberg, whatever, some old boomer chick, whatever old has been boomer chick. I'm just trying to think of those stupid movies. What's her name in? The Sisterhood. Oh, one of the world's ugliest women. I mean, they're millionaires. They're still too lazy to move to Canada. Go create your opportunity so that the next time somebody pisses you off, treats you poorly, or simply annoys you, you leave. I won't mention who, but I know someone who doesn't have a driver's license, and they should have one by now, definitely. And guess they live at home, and guess what? They have to abide by their parents' rules. Because otherwise they can't get driven around and the money goes away. And it's like, look, man, can you just go get driven? You can't even leave the house. Well, if you got a bike, this person could leave the house like a pedal bike, but that would be too much exercise. And heck, that even, you got to make your opportunity. I'm not like, you got to make your way with opportunity in the world. No, you got to always have backups. Again, since I was 23. I've always had two forms of income, a minimum. So if one person got lippy, you're out of here. What? You're fired. I'm the employee. You're fired now. I'm the hired gun. I'm the 1099. You don't talk to me like that. You talk to your W-2 employees like that. You don't call him man. You call him sir. So he gets that one. You call me sir. Your ass is mine. And I'll tell you this, guys, I know you all want to put in impulse power. I know you just want to put in the bare minimum. And I'm somewhat understanding of that because if I had to go through K through 12 education, oh, wait, I did. I was tapped of energy too. Then you go through college and let's say you graduate and then your degree isn't worth anything. And now you have student loan debt. Yeah, I could see you're really burnt out. And so you just put in the bare minimum. But it is not until you have opportunity costs that you can stand up to people that are trying to screw you over. And for the most part, at least on some economic level, maybe not maliciously screwing you over, but they're not paying you as much as you're worth. They're not treating you as good as they could. Girl starts mouthing off to me, dump her. It's or you just say, yeah, this isn't working out. You tell them to shut up. It is amazing. It's sad, but it's amazing. That when you dump a girl or treat her, it's not even poorly. You just tell her no. You're like, yeah, you know what? I don't think I want to spend any time with you. I got other things going on. Then they also treat you nice. Your boss doesn't treat you nice. You should have another job. So then when you're like, here's my 2 weeks notice. What? Anybody, you know, my dad was treating me poorly. He was scary. He was like, how are you? I was in college. How are you with Jesus? I'm like, I don't know. You really ought to go. I'm like, hey, you going to pay me to go to church? You going to buy me food? You don't do anything to compensate me for the 2-hour commitment it is to go to church every Sunday? Because I have to study and I have to work and I have to eat. I need housing. Were you going to pay for rent? Were you going to do anything? Oh, you weren't? See, so opportunity costs by. And it gives you control. It gives you power. It gives you confidence. And the main thing, the main economic point, whether it's improving your relationships with people, but improving your finances, is that you can, it's not even bluffing. You don't bluff. Your boss gets lippy with you, fine, see you, bye. Whoa, whoa, wait, what? Yeah, I don't have to tolerate this. I can find another job. I got another job, by the way. I don't need you. Girl starts mouthing off at you, you dump her right away. Why? Because you know you could find a girl that won't mouth off to you or treat you poorly or whatever. Oh, I got the bipolar. Sure you do. Sure, okay. Is that what the social media girl websites told you? Is today is fake? This year, the fashion is fake BPD, is it? Okay, sure. I understand. Yeah, you can treat everybody like crap, but then you can claim it's a mental disorder that you have. Who knows? I do declare, Beauregard, I have come down with a case of the bipolars. Fetch me my fainting couch. Everyone pay attention to me while I treat you like crap. You run into that? Yeah, see you, bye. Oh, you don't love me. No, I don't. No, I really don't. Because there's this other gal I met over at the dance hall, and she seemed a lot nicer than you. She's giving me the eye. She's thinner than you, too. So, bye. And that's how you really can improve your, because now you can choose the, and you it's not like you can choose the better, but you don't wallow and waste your time with the inferior job, inferior friends, inferior people, inferior situations. And it is amazing once you kick the bad people out of your life, how much faster and better things go. Like, yeah, I'm all for players, but you know, like once I kind of like, that's it. I'm done. I'm not this 100 to get 10 to get one. And that one is usually a royal pain in the ass girl that you sleep. No, I'm not doing this anymore. Where's the nice girl who just makes food? Where's that one? You, let's go. Things got a lot less headache, lot less drama. Didn't have to work in banking anymore. Of course, always teaching dance class and work security. So that wasn't too bad. But I always wasn't going to starve. And once I got those dance classes coming in and work security, well, I was pretty, didn't really worry that much about money anymore. Well, sure, you always like more, but it's like, it wasn't like this one. Oh, and you guys who go into debt to buy things, you get your car loan and your mansion loan, and you pay off wifey poo, and you hate your boss. And are you good? I'm tired when I get home. Oh, you're too tired? Too tired to apply for a job. Well, I guess you're going to, I wonder if you're going to be tired for the rest of your life then. Always playing behind the eight ball. So I understand it's tiring. You're exhausted from high school and college, or kindergarten through college, essentially. And you'd like to get the girls, and you're just beaten. You have no energy. Too bad, man. Too freaking bad. I always say excellence does not come from an 8-to-5. It does not come from 40-hour work weeks. When you are done supporting yourself with your 9-to-5, you then at night work on your career, your business, your whatever, your side hustle. You go to the gym. You don't go to the nightclubs. You don't go to house parties. You go to the gym. And maybe you make a 15-minute appearance at the house party, you know, after the gym, because you're all booked up after that. Then you go home. You know what you do? Then you study some more. Or maybe you work on your car. Or you work a second job and save up money for a down payment on a house. So that as things go along, you've built up a life that pretty much every second, I'm not joking, I'll show you my to-do list one day. Pretty much every second of my waking day is occupied. And I got plenty of other stuff I can do. Other books to write. I'll catch up. There won't be any clients on Asshole Consulting. I'll go get lunch. I'll come back. There's two more. Like, oh, which I'm fine. I'm thankful for the employment. But there's not one second that I couldn't walk away from someone. You start to, I've done it before. Like, I mean, it's just, of course, a lot of times people are so bad. You could just like, I'm going to go for a walk. I could do nothing and this would be better. But I was at this training, I won't say where, and then I've mentioned it before. And they brought in a salesman, they were cross-selling something, and I'm like, oh no. And I was stuck because I needed to get the training. But I raised my hand like, do we need this? Oh no, not really. Oh, so to pass this training, I don't need this. No, so this is just a sales pitch, you're wasting everybody's time. And they're like, so if I'm stuck, if I'm cornered, I'm gonna strike out. I'm gonna attack. Cleverly, so I still achieve what I came there for. But yeah, man, like social party, I'm at a party. Someone who's talking or just they're not saying anything intelligent or interesting, I'll walk away. I've told people like, I'm like, okay, stop talking. Eating. Does it look like I'm eating? Can I eat? Oh, I can't. You're going to ask me questions. Like, okay, you get up and you leave. Hell, I know one guy. I wonder what conditions he left central Wisconsin and drove all the way to Iowa to get cheese just because somebody was just, where are you going? Going to go get some cheese. Comes back like 8 hours later. But I'm saying investable things. You know, it's just like, oh, do I want to go to the night? Well, let's go to nightclubs loud, restaurants loud. I'm going home. Got to get some work done. Finish my book, finish my code for my computer game I'm playing, whatever. Take some dance, anything. Oh, I was at a restaurant today. Thankfully, it was open. Guess what? Sunday. Football. Damn right, football. I don't know how many television screens were up. And it was loud. And it wasn't even the game. Game, I don't mind. I can actually watch football. Like, that's pretty neat to watch. But it was Howie Long and bald-haired fat Hulk Hogan guy, and then Bipsy, the cute blonde they have, and then the guy missing the teeth, the black dude missing the teeth, who was on the talk show with some skinny white chick. Now, but I thought him as a person, I don't mind, because dude's got hustle. He ended up having a clothing line too. And I guess I don't mind all of them because like they're making a lot of money, but like the show, the product they put forth, I'm like, oh my God. Eating as quickly as possible. Get the hell out of here. Let's go. We're leaving now. Why can't we sit and enjoy the meal? Because this is painful. So there you go. Always have opportunity costs. Always have something else you could be doing or almost would prefer to be doing, because then you're the one who's usually in the, I don't want to say the position of power, but you know, the person who needs the other person least is the one who's in control of the negotiation. It's kind of like that. You want to be the one with like five job offers. Like, yeah, no, that's not enough. This is the latest offer I got. If you can meet, you can match that by and plus 20% and give me work from home. Boom. There you go. So, all right. Let's go through the super chats if there are any. It is a little late night. Laughing Lark, our female agent in the field. $5. Great lighting, Cappy. Yeah, I found a blue lighting thing. And it kind of is lighting up. I got to kind of, but it is coming together, isn't it now? It is looking rather nice. Dimitri Tunyuk, new guy, 10 generous dollars, Wallace, Idaho, or Palmer, Arkansas, Alaska. Hang on. Let me. Yeah, Arkansas is Palmer. That's AK. I think that's Alaska. It's going to get cold there and all that. Was that a suburb of Anchorage? Jeez, where the hell are you, man? Oh, there it is, north of Anchorage. Well, it's definitely beautiful, I'll tell you that. Wallace, Idaho, to live at, if I want to be somewhat secluded but still close to airports. I have to fly out to job sites along the West Coast, and the company doesn't care where I live at. You know what I would do, Dimitri? I go to Alaska. Just try it. Just to see if you like it. The main United States would always be there, but oh boy, you're going in. I would still go now. See if you can handle the winter. See what that's like. And you're inland a little bit too. So it is going to be, I wonder what the weather. What's the weather like monthly? All months. Well, it's no worse than Minnesota. Really, it's that's not bad. That's no worse than Minnesota. I'd go up there now. Check it out. And then you know, like you go through the worst part, winter. You'll figure out whether you, and then you got summer and then I would go to Wallace, Idaho too. I love Wallace. Wallace is a nice little town. Just a little hop, skip and jump from Spokane. A little bit more of a hip skip and jump down to Boise. But just try Alaska. Then you can say you live there. Then you know. You're going to at least have an interesting time. Dr. Detroit, $5. Cappy, I bought a $175,000 property for $160,000 with my VA bill. Oh, these poor veterans. Paying back with cheap inflated money for 30 years. Yep, do not pay your mortgage down now. I mean, depending on your interest rate. But if you got anything under 3, here's what I do, doctor. And because this is what I'm doing, I'm throwing a little bit of extra money on the principal, actually a little bit more than a little bit of money, but a significant amount, just merely to accelerate the amortization, just to accelerate the math. But after like a year or two of that, I'm done. I'm not paying any additional principal. I'm letting that inflation eat away at it. So that's something you might want to consider, just accelerate just a little bit, maybe on a 160. I don't know. $5,000-$10,000 extra principal over the next year. If you got the income, then let Biden bucks inflate it away, or whoever's going to be president, let them inflate it away. Gothrocker, $10. I know we are in trouble on Friday. Subway closed due to a lack of product, waiting for deliveries. McDonald's closed due to no workers. Burger King closed, no workers. Even Taco Bell closed, no product. What area, Gothrocker? Because all the fast food joints are all here. I'm increasingly happy I bought all my food. I'm very happy. Laughing Bird, $5. Triple X on your bird finger, Cappy. Yeah, I cut myself trying to install a dryer filter. And my buddy's like, oh yeah, you just put it on. So you put it on. And I hope all you people in the construction industry die. I just hope you die. So the standard exhaust pipe, which is cut, is metal. It's not sanded down or nothing, so it's sharp. Then you get like this box that has a little door that opens, and there's a lint trap in there. It's obvious what you do. You put it up, and you take the hose that comes out of the drive, you attach it. So you think the device would either have a larger circumference or a smaller circumference than the two corresponding pipes. It's the exact same size. So I was like effing with the pipe, trying to bend it. Like, is this really fit? And then just sliced my finger. I'm like, okay, that's it. Duct tape. We're just duct taping this fucker. So that's what happened. Yeah. And I got some blood. Yeah. Here. Yeah. I've been busy with stuff. I have a to-do list for my house that is like just one page, and that's everything. It's things like, you know, attach lint trap, even though there's a lint trap outside. you know, that's the kind of stuff we're doing. Take in chairs for winter, that kind of stuff. I got to get some shelving of all things. Today's donations, by the way, go to shelving, because I haven't had shelving before. And instead of like having, because what I had is I had everything, all my mementos in boxes, you know, my memento box. And when I found out with mementos, it's like, what good is it sitting here in the box? I should display these things so I'm reminded of them. I get to see them. So I got a picture book. I put all my nieces and nephews' drawings in there, among other things throughout my life. But then I got like all this stuff. Like I got, I can't see. A Vietnam vet guy, his hat that he had from the military. Just some stuff that I'd like to display. So I got to get shelving, because otherwise it's just sitting in a box. You can't see it, but my office is kind of a mess. OBJ 54, $2. I don't know what you are on about, but here. Thank you. Thank you for the $2. Manaj Poon, $5. I cannot guarantee. Oh, our ballroom dancing agent in the field. That isn't me. That's right. I cannot guarantee you will succeed, but you will not fail. Thanks, Captain. This advice helped me focus to become the world's most interesting man. Well, you still got a ways to go. You're pretty. You're not even 30 yet. You're on your way. If you guys are wondering, he goes, he competes in ballroom dance. He does other things. Are you in IT though too, or STEM, I presume? I'm not just guessing because you're Asian. You were like, I mean, you're not like, you have opportunity costs. You could always pick up, you could always practice dancing some more. Absolutely. Alex Dorado, two Brazilian reals. I had a gay dream yesterday where I kissed you. Yeah, okay. Not going to happen. And that's not even good. That's not even good money right there. Not that the US dollar is good money. Chris is black, $2. How's your week, dude? Dude, brah. The week is. I don't know. I guess it was good. It's not. Wait, it's Sunday. The past 7 days was good. I resupported my deck. So now I don't have to worry about the hot tub crashing or breaking it. So that's good. The landscaping is working. The snow's all melted. My pool is not pool, but my pond is up now. I'm glad I kind of dredged it out and I created a dam. I made my pool deeper. And why? There's a piece of me like, well, there's a lot of money. Wouldn't mind like getting rid of all the gunk and all that and just putting like a concrete bottom, like kind of turning into this big ass swimming pool, like make the water really clear. But, one thing at a time. But yeah, a lot of work got done. I'm trying to think. If I looked at my to-do list, I could tell you everything I did, and it's pretty boring stuff. Ant-Man runs, new guy, $5. Cappy, check out Ziblajack Montenegro. I don't think you'll find manatees there. As long as you're not in the West, you won't find manatees. Yeah, maybe I will. I will check out. I will add that to a growing list of places to check out. So, boom, there we go. That it? That's it. Let me double check. That's it. All right. Hopefully you guys can use that. We'll see you guys later. Toodles.